Dr. Kostakis, what about apps and computer games for this young age group? Does the interactive nature of these games make them a better option?
The short answer, which is frustrating, I'm sure, for parents and, for that matter, for pediatricians, is we don't have definitive scientific evidence one way or the other. We can't keep pace with the rapid technological changes. These apps simply didn't exist for babies 3 years ago, and now they're everywhere. But if you want my expert opinion, I actually don't think that they pose the same risks at all. I should point out, of course, that with all of these things, we have to be very careful because we always talk about screen time as if it's all the same. An app could, in effect, be no different than watching a movie on an iPad. If you're watching the equivalent of a TV on an iPad, then the effects would be the same. But if it is these interactive kinds of apps, I don't have the same concerns for several reasons. One, they are interactive. And two, they typically aren't so rapidly paced because they actually are trying to engage the child. They have built-in pauses for the child to actually do something and elicit a response. So one of the more popular apps, for example, is this screenshot of various animals, and the toddler touches the animal and it makes the sound that that animal makes in real life. That really isn't that different, frankly, than a toy that many of us grew up with, which had a dial and a series of animals around it, and you would point the dial to an animal and pull a string, and it would spin around and make the sound that that animal made. Now, we could argue about some of the subtleties about manipulating something in three dimensions versus a flat screen, but this is basically an electronic interactive toy simulating the kind of toy that has been around for a long time, and I don't have concerns that that will be damaging in the appropriate dosing. Again, ultimately at high levels, it becomes a matter of displacement. So I don't think that a child should spend 6-7 hours on an iPad because they're going to be surely missing out on other things which are good for their brain development.
Dr. Brown, would you like to add anything?
I think that the answer is we simply don't know. And unfortunately, technology is a lot faster than science. And so all of these things are out there, and we simply don't have the answers to have a formal position on it yet. But I agree with Dr. Kostakis that some of these applications are interactive and are really just simulating other activities that we grew up with as kids. But there will be nothing that can approximate taking two blocks and stacking them on top of each other. You can learn some analytical reasoning skills by moving a block on a screen, but having them in your hands is really priceless. There are certain activities that you just can't do on an app or a computer game, and those toys have been around for generations, and there's a reason for that.